Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Tuesday, March 20th, 2018. Happy first day of spring. Berlin is fighting against holiday apartments, but with the permission of so-called boarding houses, it also creates housing conditions for short-term rentals. Residents are critical of this, especially when they are approved on a large scale with almost 100 apartments, as recently on Brunnenstrasse in Mitte. Neighbors fear noise and late-night parties and a lack of social interaction, among other things. And they've already noticed more noise coming from these tourist apartments and that empty liquor bottles are often littered across the garden. One 66-year-old tenant of Brunnenstrasse remarked that such short-term rentals are, quote, incompatible with our living. The political goal in Berlin is to combat holiday homes by law. The Senate administration had recently announced that of the more than 6,000 official holiday apartments, only about 400 remain. But, according to the neighbors' criticism, the Mitte district is ultimately promoting this form of short-term housing through building permits. The service union Verdi has called on the employees of the branches of the Berlin Workers' Welfare Association, or the AWO, to a warning strike yesterday and today. The reason for this is the collective bargaining for the approximately 1,800 AWO employees in Berlin, which has not yet brought any results. According to Verdi, it is possible that counseling centers or KITAs may be closed on one or both days. According to the AWO, they operate 45 daycare centers in Berlin, spread over the entire city area. AWO educators earn up to 500 euros less per month than educators who were paid according to the collective agreement of the federal states. The calculation example from Verdi concerns KITA educators who are compensated according to the highest pay level 8, receiving 2,805 euros per month from the AWO. Educators of the same pay level who work for municipal daycare centers, on the other hand, go home with 3,280 euros, according to Verdi, around 15% more. Verdi now demands that the payment be adjusted to 95% of the level of the collective agreement of the federal states. In the major wage conflict for the public sector generally, Verdi and the Civil Servants Association demand 6% higher wages and a minimum amount of 200 euros more per month. Federal Minister of the Interior, Thomas de Maizière, has declared that the demands were clearly too high and unfillable. The second round of negotiations last Tuesday in Potsdam had remained without any agreements. The union had therefore announced warning strikes on a broad front before Easter. The situation for Berlin pregnant women looking for midwives is becoming increasingly difficult. Simone Logar from the board of the Berlin Midwifery Association says that the best thing is for women to start looking for a midwife shortly after they found out they're pregnant, adding that many women late in the pregnancies or young mothers seek help but do not receive it. It used to be hard to find a midwife, especially during the holidays and around Christmas. Now, the problem is year-round, many midwives having to reject up to 50 requests per week. Logar explained that while every woman is entitled to free visits to midwives, pregnant women desperate for care are offering taxi money or paying for midwives' parking in an attempt to be seen. Population expert Jörn Ehlert of the Berlin-Brandenburg Office of Statistics reports that the number of births in Berlin has risen significantly in the recent years. In 2016, some 42,600 babies were born in the 19 maternity hospitals, the highest number since reunification. The increase is due to the age structure of the population and general immigration, not only of refugees. However, he states that there are also clear differences between nationalities. The so-called fertility rate of German women in 2016 was 1.38 children. Syrian, Afghan, and Iraqi women have 4.85 children on average. An action plan was adopted in Berlin in February to remedy the bottlenecks caused by the baby boom. Among other things, there are plans to train more midwives and to improve their working conditions in maternity clinics. The Senate is also providing an additional 20 million euros for the expansion of delivery rooms. Construction work on the U7 and the S-Bahn ring between Südkreuz and Hermannstrasse will lead to longer travel times on several routes over the next 3 weeks. From this Monday, March 19th, until Sunday, April 8th, new switches will be installed on the U7. During this time, there will be no subway trains between Möckernbrücke and Hermannplatz, only buses. As the Möckernbrücke underground station is not yet barrier-free, passengers with limited mobility are subject to a special bypass. From Spandau, take the M19 bus from the Yorkstrasse underground station to Meringdam, and from there, the replacement bus service. Alternatively, BVG offers a call bus for passengers with limited mobility between Yorkstrasse and Hermannplatz between 6 a.m. and 10 p.m. A good alternative for bypassing this section would have been the ring running parallel to the south. But at the same time, this section of the S-Bahn is also being worked on. Track work between Hermannstrasse and Südkreuz began on Friday evening. The work will affect the section between Ostkreuz and Neukölln until April 9th, with trains running at 10-minute intervals even during rush hour. In the second construction phase from Tuesday, March 27th to Monday, April 9th, S-Bahn traffic between Hermannstrasse and Südkreuz will cease completely. During this period, an alternative transport system with barrier-free buses will be set up. Between Baumschulenweg and Neukölln, the S46 will only run every 20 minutes during this time. Last year, a new electronic signal box was put into operation on the U7 between Möckernbrücke and Hermannplatz. The new switches, which are now being installed, will further improve traffic. Should construction work or disruptions occur in the future, U7 trains can reverse in more places than today and drive in the opposite direction under signal control, shortening the time in which the commuter or replacement traffic has to be used in the event of a fault. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. Also, find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.